Yeah.
Here's a I have a confession to make.
Okay, here
Wait,
we go.
Wait, do we say this is part two or we don't have to say this?
Oh,
is
we
part
just
two?
Say whatever.
Okay, so Ryan has a confession.
I have a confession. I really hate seeing people happy.
Right. But that's not a shocker. I mean, like, I would, a shocker would be, like, that you do like to see people happy.
I fucking hate seeing people happy.
I hate, I mean,
you know what I hate the most about it?
What?
Wait, hold on. Let me make sure I said that right.
Okay.
I hate seeing people happy, and the worst part about it, I hate feeling guilty about it.
Right. But you don't have to feel guilty about
you
it.
Don't.
Well, see, I think that, okay, so part of it has to do with, like, you know, my upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a message I ultimately, you know, internalized as a result of my childhood was to feel guilty about pretty much almost everything.
Right.
And that I
didn't
matter.
Did you grow up Catholic?
No, is that Jewish?
Jewish and Catholic, it's the same thing.
No, so he's just Ryan.
All right.
still on the fence about whether or not I'm Jewish.
You're not Jewish.
I could be.
You could be, but I could also be an astronaut.
I could
dude.
Be partially.
I could be a dentist.
Just based on, you know, the last name of my great.
I hope you are. If you're
like
a Jew, I'll go.
It's
to
like
yours.
1%, if anything. But it,
yeah, I would love
okay.
you to be
it counts.
Jew. All right. Well, you do like Kirby.
But you, all right. But you hate seeing people happy, but then you feel guilty that you hate seeing people happy.
Yeah, because a part of it's like, you see, I had it drilled in my head when I was a kid that the world doesn't revolve around me. So I pretty much internalized that to mean I don't matter at all, and that didn't help.
That's fucked
but,
up.
But here's, so. I find something faulty in your premise there. For example.
What's that?
If I was to date a woman successfully.
If.
If. You would,
big if.
Okay, if like more than a week. Okay.
I actually would be happy for you.
You actually would be.
I
right.
would be.
And if yeah, you were be. To, by a miracle, date a woman more than a week. I would be happy for you too. So I don't hate all. I want most people.
Okay, here's the thing: if I know you and I like you, I'm happy if you're happy.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
If I don't know you, right. you could die in a gutter for all I give a
right.
shit about.
Well, that's nice. Yeah.
I think I just fell in love with Ryan based on that. Like, if I know you, like, all I want for you is the best. I want you to be happy. If you're happy, I'm fucking happy. If I don't know you and you're happy. Fucking die, you whore.
And
yet,
right, and you're yeah. a better man than I am. Because there are people that I know that I don't want to be happy.
But people
most
that you know? Really?
Yeah, most of my family. They're very annoying.
Everybody's yeah. family is annoying.
Yeah,
that's
no,
their job.
Well, listen, that doesn't make
they're the doing
pain,
it well.
That doesn't make the pain any less.
This is true.
Yeah, no, I hate most people. I mean, there's people in my cast. In my cast, there's no green room, so we're literally in a staircase.
Oh,
you know,
God.
It's like Auschwitz without the gas. So I go to the top floor.
I'm sure, it's exactly like
it's exactly
that.
Like
exactly
Auschwitz. Everything
like that.
Is like
I'm sure
Auschwitz.
If they were alive today, they say, "Hey,
apologies
yeah.
to any Holocaust survivor
oh,
families
oh,
for that."
Please,
but the 10 listeners that hear this,
yes,
but anyway,
we love
British Mark.
It's
yeah.
fine.
British
Listen,
Mark.
I'm a
sorry.
Jew, so I can make fun of Auschwitz.
Okay.
God damn it. So we have four flights of stairs,
okay.
and it's hot, and I go to the top floor just to get away from the fuckers in the cast, because I don't want to be, we have an hour before
oh,
the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're all like,
fucking
who wants donuts? Anybody wants donuts? And I'm just like, oh my God, I cannot.
Yeah.
So I go to I'm sweating my balls off before I even go on stage, because I'm on the top floor just to get away from them. That's
okay.
how much I hate people.
Like, it doesn't take much for the balls to sweat. It really doesn't.
The balls?
Doesn't?
It doesn't take much.
Well, okay.
I feel like my balls are usually in a state of non-perspiration. They're
I
usually also
like,
non-activity.
Well, I'm always like sort of active to an extent, so it's
you're always grabbing.
But is that like a like? Well, this is a question
Please.
From just a genitals thing, because I feel like it doesn't take much for the women's areas to sweat, unless I'm just a sweaty Sicilian, which I am.
You
but
are.
I'm always fucking hot. They're always sweating.
They're always sweating. Mm-hmm.
They're just like hot. Like
but
I.
But your parts are. More
internal.
Internal.
But the external parts still sweat.
Really?
And you know how annoying that is?
You mean the
it just kind of, yeah. Like it's
the vulva?
The vulva.
The vulva part?
It all just, well, I got to sit spread eagle under my desk. This is how I sit. You guys can't see it, but I'm completely spread eagle. This is how I sit under my desk at work so
That's
that
nice.
Nothing sweats. It's really pretty.
But maybe if you didn't sit that way, you wouldn't sweat so much.
No, if I sit, God forbid, I cross my legs like a lady, I gotta change my underwear.
But I wonder why the...
I think for me, it's just because I'm sweaty and postmenopausal. Oh. But maybe other women have this issue. And if there are any other women listeners, please feel free to chime in.
It could just be a simple matter of, you know, heat accumulates.
Right?
As a result.
Well, there are such a thing, I believe, that women go into a store and shop for, like a protector, like a private protector that they put, insert on the outskirts of the external parts.
I love seeing you try to explain this.
No. I once dated a woman.
You guys should see the way he's trying to physically explain this. My testicles are
sweating so much right now.
Go ahead, keep going.
No, so a woman, if
external
you're a woman.
External parts, so if you you're go, a woman. I'm a woman, I might be. Go on.
I once dated a woman. She lived here for a few months. It was kind of a disaster. But she went to a store, to the ShopRite. And then now when I go to ShopRite, it takes me five minutes.
I'm in and out.
She spends 3 hours there, and she comes back with like 12 eggs and like a magic private part protector. You know, so you it sort of protects the, I don't know from what, from like STD. I don't know from what. I don't know, but I'm saying that you have the option. You could buy a private part protector.
Can you buy a private part protector? Do they have balls protectors, or they really don't?
I don't know.
I mean, for like sports.
Yeah.
For sport. Right. So you could buy one of those cup things.
Yeah, but that's not comfortable.
You're still going to sweat in that, right?
Oh, totally.
If I was a hockey player, I could wear a magic protector, you know?
Oh, dude.
That'd be hot.
Players, their balls must be like so fucking sweaty.
Oh, my God. Right?
Oh, my God. That vinegar smell has to permeate the entire fucking
rink. It's got to be disgusting. And half of these guys are like superstitious. So how many of them have not washed that cup for like 12 years?
Wow, that's a nice visual right there.
Right? There's flies going around in there, like, but they keep winning their fucking games.
Right.
Right?
I don't know. I feel like most of the time I don't think about my private parts that much because they're not really getting a lot of use. I mean, really, frankly, I mean, once in a while, late at night, I'll take a gummy and, you know, I'll start a little bit, like, frolicking. But it's in the privacy of my own apartment, you know?
And there is nothing
wrong with that. Can I tell you, I'll confess this right now.
I'm sure you'll have
for the good of the show.
For the good of the show.
So I was depressed for, like, years, right? I mean, in and out all my life. But, like, one particular year, I did not pleasure myself for a year. A year, because no interest. The first time when I start to feel a little bit better about myself and, you know, there's a little activity down there, the shit that came out, it was like...
Did it go everywhere?
On the ceiling. It went on the
ceiling.
Don't worry, it's all cleaned up.
Was it here or was it in the facility?
No, I wasn't. You were here? You don't jerk off in a mental hospital.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was here.
It was here, but you don't worry. Good. A cleaning crew has come in.
Honestly, and even if they hadn't, I'm so happy for you. Your jizz could be wherever.
Thank you. I'm just happy that you got a chance.
It was amazing.
I prefer not to be
anywhere near it, but that's just me.
No, but it was amazing.
Want to be near it, but at the same time, good for you.
Yeah, but it was amazing. It was a beautiful moment. And then the next time was average. It was like a little splooge, you know? But the first time, I covered like Cambodian villages with that shit. It was amazing. It was like, really, I should have been in the Nobel Prize of the Guinness Book of Records or something.
All right,
for most forceful sperm.
Most forceful sperm. So let's get a little dirty on this podcast.
Okay.
Let's talk sex.
I mean sex. By the way, sex is something that happens to other people.
It's for those of you who are unaware, sex is a
it's a primitive
it's a ritual that happens between two people or multiple people.
Usually, it could be a man, a woman, a man, a man, a woman, a woman, a goat and a deer, a goat and a goat.
Fluids are exchanged. Sometimes life is created.
Nice. That's a good result.
Very biblical.
Very biblical. Some do it for pleasure.
Right. I mean, I certainly don't do it for life creation purposes.
Well, God knows I don't either.
Not yet.
Okay.
But what would you like to know
yet,
about...
Not yet.
You never know.
I'm 100 years old. I definitely
What know. Would you like to know about sex?
So here's my question.
Okay. I knew we were going to get to this.
We're going to get to this. Now, to be fair, listeners...
I'm not a virgin.
Me either. Shocking.
Okay, just saying.
But now I'm talking, let's be clear, listeners, all five of you, including British Mark. I'm talking about straight cisgender.
What?
Okay.
What?
Because I don't know.
Straight cisgender?
Cisgender.
What's man, woman? These are,
oh, man, woman. Yeah.
So cisgender are
people. I never heard of cisgender.
You never heard of cisgender?
It's like a like a new term.
Okay. It's okay.
Man, so woman.
Cisgender.
Man, woman.
Okay. Let's just educate the four people that are listening.
Okay.
Cisgender are people like me, you, whatever. We are one gender. We have always been this gender. We have never been a different gender.
Right. Okay. Cisgender.
Now, transgender. Perhaps I was assigned female at birth.
Say no more.
Okay. So we are cisgender.
Yes.
And all I know and understand is heterosexual cisgender sex.
Right.
So I'm not discussing anything else, although maybe I'm hitting on something. Who knows?
One of my topics was, were you ever a lesbian or in a lesbian moment?
Well, so the lesbian... Okay, so let's get into that.
You started it.
Okay. First of all, everybody I know, including my mother, assumes I'm a lesbian.
Well, it's not completely without...
It's not without merit. I'm middle-aged. I never got married. I never had kids. But that's because Jeff left me 20 years ago and I never got over it. But that's a long story.
Oh, my God, please.
But anyway, so first of all, everybody assumes I'm a lesbian. I'm not.
Right.
However, I have had offers from lesbians, and I'm talking women...
I know.
That every one of us would die to be with. Successful, beautiful, smart women. I've had offers to the point that I'm like, why the fuck am I not a lesbian?
Because you don't go that way.
I wish I... If it was a choice...
I know.
Fucking A. I know.
No, anyway. This is exactly where we are the same.
Exactly.
I get gay...
You get offers?
Gay men...
Yes.
We have gay men in our life, God damn it. And it's like, I would never. I just can't do it.
And honestly.
But talking to a woman is impossible.
Is impossible.
I wish I was gay.
I wish it was a choice. Because the offers
I've got. Please don't isolate this.
Please don't isolate.
Comments.
I wish
I know,
being
but yeah.
This is what I want to say to people.
Can you imagine, though? Can you close your eyes and your mouth?
In my mouth.
I'm just kidding. Can you imagine, like, having sex with a woman, though?
No, I made out with a woman.
Yeah,
I did.
For
I made
fun?
Out with a woman.
For fun?
Yeah, for fun.
Okay.
She was like, try it. I'm like, all
right. Right.
And I tried. So I made out with a woman.
I'm
God,
sorry that my
was
grandmother
beautiful.
Came on to you. I'm really sorry.
I'm sorry, right? She was beautiful, though.
She was. At the time, yeah. She was. Yeah.
She was beautiful.
And you didn't enjoy, like, you didn't enjoy anything.
This is my name. Like, why am I not?
Right.
Why can't I? This is what I mean. People say it's a choice. It ain't a fucking choice, people.
It isn't.
Because if it was,
right.
I would have been.
On the
but
other
whatever.
Team,
right?
I definitely would have been a dude because it's just easier to be around dudes.
Dude, dudes are so much easier.
Yeah.
Right?
But
so,
I do not want to have sex with Don Johnson. For
no.
Example.
Like, yeah. I don't want to have sex with Angelina Jolie. She's hot as fuck. Why don't I want to have sex with her?
Right. Right,
what?
Right. I don't know why. I don't know.
Here's my... So, going back to my original where we got off the track.
Right.
So...
Sex.
Sex. Do... And I'm talking, again, straight cisgender men.
Right. Do men, boys.
Do men.
Men.
Do you prefer... Not even prefer, but... Is a blowjob enough? Is sex, general, regular sex
on the hierarchy?
Like, so what is it? Like,
okay, here's the hierarchy.
Here,
for
give
me
the hierarchy.
Here's the Danny Siegel hierarchy, okay?
Okay.
Full on sex, including the whole penetration thing.
Absolutely.
That would be.
Is that number one?
That's number one.
Full on sex.
Full on sex. Blowjob is a very low second or third for me.
Okay.
Because, I'll tell you why. Now, the ball drop thing is nice, but it's there's a lot of... First of all, it's so complicated. If you start... the blowjob before, with the hopes of having sex.
Right.
What if the blowjob is the whole show?
Right.
And then there's nothing to follow that up. And then you don't even smoke cigarettes anymore. You just lie there in the dark staring into space.
Thank you.
And then you can't wait for her to leave, and that's just embarrassing.
Right? Like, is she going, well, you were great. What time is the bus, honey?
Right. Okay. Or skateboard or whatever.
Right.
So I'd rather, I like it when the woman just shows up in an apron and she skateboards out of here.
And she skateboards out of here.
And just crashes into a tree.
As long as she's legal, it's good.
Of course. So I don't mind the blowjob, but not if it's instead of the actual activity.
Well, so that's my question.
Right. So for me, the actual sex is
better.
That's just me.
So you don't. So the idea is to get to the happy ending.
No, to go through the journey of merging with another human being spiritually and sexually, and also a happy ending would be nice.
Right. Emotionally, fuck that. But like the sex part.
Right.
So this is always my thing. Would you prefer just a quick in and out blowjob, or do you want the sex?
Well, I just said I wanted the sex.
No. But this is good to know.
I just wanted the sex. And I'll go further, and I'll tell you this. I've had sex without any happy endings, and there was still better sex that way than with a happy ending if the person was cool enough.
Cool enough.
If the vibe was there.
Got it.
I'm just saying.
So are you genuinely looking for a real emotional connection?
Sure.
That's such bullshit.
Why?
Listen to the way he said it. Sure.
Why not?
Sure.
Why not? What's an emotion? What's an emotional connection? You can't define it.
Oh.
It just happens. As is.
It's as is.
If it happens, it happens.
Which is the title of this podcast. Look how sneaky about putting that in.
If I had a choice between an emotional connection sex or a non-emotional connection sex, I would go for the emotion connection sex. But since that's impossible to achieve, I'll go for the non-connection sex.
Here is another question.
Please. God, my balls are sweating.
Right? As they should be.
What's the question?
Here's the question. What do you think? So I have known, and unfortunately I've been involved, in situations where here's the committed couple.
Mm-hmm.
But they each stray and have sex with other people.
Oh.
But then they come back to the commitment and they're committed and they've gotten married and blah, blah, blah. Is the person they strayed with a whore?
That's the question.
Because here's my thing.
But who cares what the other person is? Well, she's not really part of the equation.
Okay.
She's an innocent bystander. I don't blame the innocent whore. I mean, the innocent third person.
Innocent whore. Because she didn't make promises.
No, it's the guy. The guy's the whore.
She didn't make a vow.
I didn't
make the vow. He made the vow.
Your ex is the whore.
Yeah, I'm not a whore. But I play one on TV. Remember that commercial? I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV. I'm not a whore, but I play one on TV.
But I've actually never been in that situation before. I've never been in a situation where there was a third party and somebody had sex with a third party. So maybe I've been lucky.
Stop calling me a whore.
I'm not. Who's called? Nobody called you a whore.
I called me a whore.
Oh.
So this is... Okay. As old as I am, and I'm old.
No, we're not saying the number.
No, we're never saying
the number. I think you're getting younger the more we drink.
I'm absolutely younger, and I'm prettier than
you're the youngest that you'll ever be.
Yes.
Right now. Yeah. You're always only going to be older from here.
Yes.
You too.
Right. All of us.
Yeah. It was very philosophical.
Very philosophical. I think.
Yes.
Women.
And men.
Do not. Understand what each one wants from the other.
In terms of sex or anything?
In terms of a real relationship.
Okay.
There's often It's so weird to talk.
No, please.
I know, we're not letting you
talk. It's her fault.
It's her fault. It's my fault. Her and Tracy's here. So you're young. How much younger is
he? Numbers don't matter. He's a little bit younger.
A little bit, or like, are we talking like more than 10 years?
I mean, it's all, we're all, in the scheme of things, I'm 37. He's
30. Okay, I thought you were like 27, so this is better. Okay, so better
He wasn't born yet.
No, right, he wasn't born yet when I was already a whore. Okay, right. But what is the disconnect? I think that's the thing. Why can't we fucking get it together?
Men are primed to not reveal anything to women, whether through their upbringing or because of their own personal experiences, because women are also not
transparent.
Prepared? No, they're not prepared to deal with men just being open and honest, and it fucks them up.
Okay.
And
I don't.
So
know.
It's kind of a lose-lose.
I don't know. Can I just say something?
please.
X gets the square.
I would be very happy to reveal every thought and feeling that I possibly have to a woman. And it's not that I go out of my way not to do that, you know? I just feel like there's so many variables. Like, if a woman, for example, is sort of, you know, wants me to talk, then I'm not going to talk, obviously. I don't want to. Then it's an obligation, okay? So we don't want to do anything out of obligation. But if it's an open, if the canvas, if you will, is open, and like a woman is like, you could, you know, Danny, you know, you don't have to tell me about your day, but if you want to, the floor is yours.
Right.
Then I'll be much more open to talking. If she's like, so how was your day? You know, then I'll close up.
Yeah. I can see that.
I can see that.
So that's one thing. We don't like to be feel like we have to work at something.
Yeah. Well, okay. So this is where... That was hilarious.
Sorry.
That was fucking hilarious.
I'm sorry.
So this is where... You have he's got plegum.
No, we're talking about women. It makes me crazy. It makes you crazy. This is a topic that makes me crazy.
But this is where there are parts of me, which is why I'm still single at my age, that feels like a straight guy.
Right.
Because I'm the person that always goes, why the fuck do we have to talk about our relationship? Can't we just have our relationship?
Well, have you, or as is. Like, well, I agree with you, but some women are more analytical than others, and I sense that you're not very analytical.
Sorry. That was gross. I am an if it ain't broke, don't fix it kind of person.
But it's always broke.
It's always broke. But why is it always broke?
I don't know.
You fucking break it.
Well, I
you, I don't mean you.
No, I've been with women.
Thousands of men. Okay, here we go. Blazing Saddles. I've been with thousands of men.
One of my tragic flaws is I'm usually with a woman that is more analyzing than I am. And so, you know, and I'm not a big analyzer, especially verbally, right?
Okay.
Like, if I see a sunset with a woman, I'm not going to be like, oh, God, that's the most gorgeous sunset I've ever seen. Look at the hues in the, like, I don't do that. I just want to stare at it.
Wow, that's pretty.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But usually the woman that I'm with is like, oh, my God, that's the most, what do you think about the sunrise? And I don't want to say anything.
No, but
so that's,
you're with the wrong woman.
Well, yeah.
Because I'm the kind of woman that goes, wow, isn't that fucking beautiful? Let's just look at it and not talk about it.
Right. But, well, yeah. So on that front, we would be compatible. We could probably have sex that night.
Do you want to have sex? Should we have sex now?
I'm
what do
afraid
you want?
To have sex with you because you might go into opera mode. You know? You might talk about operas, you know? Like
let me just clarify. When I'm having sex, I don't talk about things that are not sex related.
But you don't. Here's another thing.
Do you want me to tell you? When I'm having sex, I'll tell you what's good and what's bad. Does that help you?
No,
at all?
I would. No, I want when I'm having sex. I want it to be a morgue. I want no. I want no moans. I want no talking. No singing.
Well, I don't want dirty, isn't that hot?
Your sweaty balls are amazing.
Right, that's fucking porn. I'm not into that.
Right.
But you want some verbal encouragement.
I don't know what I want. I don't know what I want. I know what I don't want.
And you don't want porn.
I like to turn on some music. You know, I have a special sex mix.
Nice.
You know, that has not been used in many years. I have condoms that are older than that.
You need to check the expiration date.
I do. But they're very well timed for the journey of sex, and you know. So you know, it's all very, you know, the problem with this is overanalyzing it takes away the magic, and the mystery. But I mean, I agree with you that you have to be the reason why some relationships work is because so all these variables somehow are not a big problem, like or they got used to each other's craziness. You know what I mean?
You accept each other's neuroses.
I mean, like, I think I mean, it's very hard. That's why there's so many divorces in the world.
No shit.
It's very hard to find somebody that really...
This is the person I'll be with forever. Within 3 years, I'm like, I hate this fucker. Like, that, right? Like, it's difficult.
Right. But I mean, I think ideally we come into this world wanting to have that connection. When I was in kindergarten, I held hands with Sarah. You know,
right?
And we went to the cafeteria together. Absolutely. That was magical. I've never experienced something as erotic as holding Sarah's hand.
It's true.
And that was a long time ago.
It's right.
So now it's like what? Like meaningless sex is not that exciting, you know?
Well, but that's the thing. Meaningless sex is fine. We'll all go out and have meaningless sex. Great. But your old... So here's the question.
Okay.
Your ultimate goal.
And what?
In
relationships?
Are you looking for a woman to marry? But not even marry. Are you looking for somebody to just be with? Because marriage is
I would
whatever.
Like marriage just for one reason alone, to defy Aunt Ginny, who thinks I'm never going to get married. That I would love to marry somebody, divorce them a week later, but during that week... Be like,
I'll
look,
do
Ginny.
That with you. And do you want to... we'll go to fucking Maryland right now.
But are you going to go... I have to be the man, though.
Whatever you want.
You're being very aggressive right now, and that makes me not want to marry you.
But if you want to do that for Aunt Ginny, here for you.
This is going to be like the episode of Friends where they get married.
Where they get married and then divorce
and then, with my luck, we'll never be able to get divorced.
We'll
and then
divorce,
we're going to be stuck forever.
Right? Great. Then I mean, you'll get my benefits. I have great benefits.
If we dated, I'd give ourselves a month.
Fucking kill each other.
Yeah. I mean, it's too much.
It's too much.
I need,
but...
Yeah.
But your ultimate goal...
A goal would
is
be...
Is for a
sure.
life partner. Whatever it is. Marriage. Who fucking cares? But is your ultimate goal someone
an
to spend
ideal
your life
world?
With?
Sure.
Yours?
It's like juror number four.
What about you? And I'm not talking... Oh, it has to be marriage. I'm talking about life partner.
If we find somebody really
the
ideal...
The person that works for you.
Well, yeah.
Is
well,
your ultimate
sure.
goal the person
yes.
that works for you?
If
that
you find the right
out
person.
There. I don't know if soulmates exist. I don't know if but like, is your ultimate goal the person to say, that's my person?
Yeah.
The way my dog looks at me and is like, that's my person.
The dog has no choice.
The dog fucking loves me.
But yeah, I mean, Ryan, if you were to find a woman that you're totally in love with and compatible with, and she likes Rocky, you know, like you know, she likes all the movies that you like, why not marry her, right? Why not?
Do you have a goal? Like, do you have that, like,
but the word goal,
for...
the word goal is scary.
And I don't mean
goal. We don't
goal.
Like goals.
I don't like that. I don't mean goal. In your mind.
Ideal.
It'd be nice.
Ideal.
Scenario.
It'd be
ideal
nice.
Scenario.
Nice.
Okay.
Okay.
That's it. That's all we want. That's
right?
all we need. Ideal scenario.
Ideal scenario.
And what's your goal?
My goal has long passed me by.
Imagine if you're still young and had hope.
Imagine if I had hope and I wasn't Bitterella. Right? Do you guys know Barbarella?
Yeah,
I'm Bitterella.
Jane Fonda,
okay?
1970s.
Jane, he doesn't, right. I'm Bitterella.
Right.
If I wasn't... So my goal was always to literally get married.
Really? The
yeah.
Right.
And I don't know why. My mother's twice divorced. My father was a piece of shit. My stepfather was a bigger piece of shit.
Right.
I don't... Like, marriage was... Now, kids was never my... Was kids ever a thing for you?
You know, that's a tough one. I'm actually very good with kids. Kids
me
love
me too.
Kids love me.
Yeah.
But was so it ideally, ever? No, I never said to myself, I have to, Danny has to have another Danny around.
Right.
I mean, a small Danny is a scary thought. But I do think I would like to leave something behind. And right now it's these podcasts.
You know? Right. You know? Isn't that funny? Yeah. That's my biggest, so it's funny.
See, at the same time, you know, the podcast, you know, we can control that. The kid could wind up growing up and being a big disappointment to you.
Absolutely. No,
yeah, but the point is, I made the kid, so I did my part. The kid couldn't end up homeless. I wouldn't give a fuck.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, as long as I did my part.
I did my part.
Yeah.
Well, and that's my biggest fear in life.
I hope he's not homeless.
Right? But like, still. I never, so that's
oh, you thought one, kids? You thought kids?
No, and oh. That's the thing. Like, that's why I always thought there was something fucking wrong with me.
Right.
Everybody.
Because you don't have maternal instincts.
I have no maternal instincts.
Although you do like dogs.
Love dogs.
So maybe
like
you could transfer the dog love to a human love.
Kids, I don't like kids. I like older. I never had a maternal instinct, and I always thought there was something wrong with me because of that.
Right.
Because everybody I know wanted to grow up and be a mom. I'm right. Like I walk my dog now and I see in people's houses and they've got like cartoons or whatever on in the morning. I'm like, I would fucking blow my brains out. Like, I don't have a maternal
you
instinct.
Should not have kids.
I should not have kids.
I mean,
right?
You don't need to be Freud.
Right?
To
like, you don't need, right? Like, I kids were never my. But I always assumed I would get married.
Right, right, right.
Like, I never assumed that.
And
I
now would, here we are.
And now here we are.
Here we
and
are.
And that's why. Right. Like,
Aunt Ginny got a burial plot for everybody in the family with a space for their significant other, except for me.
Except for you.
Yeah. So yeah. It's like she's. They're. And, you know, and they're right. I mean, the rate that I'm going, I'm not going to get married.
No.
I mean, I would have to be, I mean, I would have to be insane to think that suddenly tomorrow I'm going to change.
But, you know, you look at these, like.
But I would be a great husband. I'm very loyal. Like, I've never cheated.
Good for you.
The bands that I like now I've liked since the 1970s. Right? I'm very loyal. I still like Queen, you know.
Well, who doesn't like Queen? And if you're listening to this and you don't like Queen, fuck you.
Tracy, we don't have to get angry about every topic.
We have to get every time. If you don't like Queen,
everybody loves Queen.
Everybody loves
but
Queen.
But I love Dire Straits. I love all these bands that
right,
I used to
but
like
they've been your,
okay. Right. But yeah, I would, but now, so what, and here's, and then the question leads to this. Why can't we find the person right? that we want to be? Why can't we?
Why can't we?
We're nice people. All of us are.
We're all good looking.
We're all good looking.
Nice.
We're all good looking.
We're
talented.
Funny.
We're talented.
We're totally talented.
Maybe your standards are too high.
Well, that's what it is. But if you're not good enough for me, fuck you.
I don't even think my standards are that high. I just need someone to look at me like I'm the king, you know?
But I mean, those aren't high standards at all.
I need someone to think that I'm funny, you know?
But you are
I
funny.
Am, but it takes a certain person to really realize how much. Like, some people think I'm funny. Okay, Danny's funny. But they don't really understand the depth and the genius, the Robin Williams inside of me, right? Nobody gets
it. Okay, Robin Williams committed suicide, so don't put that on
No,
me.
I'm not saying I want to. I don't want to rope myself
just
to death.
Be careful, all right?
What do you mean careful? I'm just saying. I'm not talking about his death. I'm talking about him as a. And I'm celebrating his life, bitch. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Is it? Second episode.
The gloves are off. We've been drinking. It's
no,
all
it's not the alcohol. It's our personalities.
No, it is. It's our personality. No,
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 but I mean, some people.
I understand.
Some people think that you're a great actress, and some people think, oh my gosh, she's really great. Like this, it takes like a very insightful person to realize how special you are, or me, or you,
or you.
Right, I think.
First of all, thank you. I don't want to let that pass without saying
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't like to compliment people.
I don't, it's
against my religion.
Right. And I don't like to compliment unless they've earned
it. But you know how like sometimes people will give you a compliment, and if you value their opinion, then you take it to heart. But if you don't value their opinion, you don't give a fuck.
You're like, right. You're like, oh, thank you very much, loser. Right.
Right. So right. that... Yeah. You know, so I, regardless of being married or not, I just want quality people in my life.
Right. I think that's what it is.
But the older I get, the more I weed out the people that I don't like. British Mark is hanging by a thread. He's only in my life because he listens to the podcast.
British Mark, you're my new best friend.
Oh, no. You don't know him.
But it doesn't matter.
He's married.
He listens and
he
cares.
He does care.
And British mug, I bet your wife and I would meet and fucking love each other.
I don't know. Sonia, I don't know.
Sonia, we'd love each other.
Well, I, you know, this will probably...
She hates us, that's for damn sure.
She doesn't like us very much.
She doesn't like us.
Because he listens to us in the dark, away from her. Like, she's like, you're listening to those two stupid Americans again. You know, oh. And she didn't want me to stay at their house last year in London, which is fine. It's fine. I mean,
he keeps burping, and I don't really get it. Well, but okay. Where is their house? You said the British
Essex,
Mark.
In Essex.
Essex.
Essex by the country, I believe. Essex.
So, like...
It's in the country.
In the country.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's... Yeah, I mean, it's fine. I don't hate the guy. I'm just saying, like, you know, he's in my life for, you know, like, if he was... my next door neighbor, I would hang out with him.
Yeah,
you know, like, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
But I have a lot of acquaintances. I don't have a lot of friends.
No, I get that, yeah.
Right, and that's tough, right?
That's tough,
And the older I get, the less friends I'm going to have.
No, it's true. It's just harder.
Right.
Also, I think it's harder when, particularly at our age, right, but most of our friends are married and have
kids.
Most
of my friends are either married or dead.
Or they have kids. But this is the thing. A lot of my friends that are my age, whatever, we've stayed friendly. When you have kids, your life is just different.
Right.
All of my friends that I'm friendly with that all had kids, they see each other more often because the kids do things together. They go camping.
Right.
They go soccer camp. They go blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, we don't need that.
We don't, right? Like, so I hang out with, like... You know, drunks. Because I'm not gonna go whatever with the kids. It's just.
But do you feel lonely?
There are times that I feel extremely lonely. You know what it is? I feel. This is my thing. Here you go, listeners. My biggest fear is being. With the toilet just flushed, by the way, in case you guys heard that.
Yeah.
My biggest fear
to die alone.
Is being forgotten.
Oh, forgotten. Well, this is right. This is good.
Right?
This
because when I leave, I have no kids.
Right.
No whatever. Like, when I leave, my biggest fear
fear in life is to miss out on all the things I could have done while I was here. I don't really care if I'm forgotten, but I feel like... You know, it's the fear of missing out. Like, like my life could have been a lot better.
Right. Well, that's a good point, because I feel like my life could have been a lot better, too.
Right.
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 But that's when I look at so now I'm taking this whole, like I said, I've got this fucking job where I'm like, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
That's why I throw fucking caution. I just went on a $9,000 vacation to Switzerland.
Yes, yes.
$9,000.
Why is it so expensive?
Because I travel in luxury. I went first class on the flights. I did like a single supplement because my friend Cliff and I love each other, but we're not sharing a fucking room.
Right.
Right? Like, I was like, I'm flying first class here. I'm doing this or that.
Is first class that much better than regular
class? You have no idea.
You don't need leg room.
Oh, it's not just leg room, baby. I got to lay the fuck down. I literally laid down. It was more comfortable than my own bed.
All right.
I got a Saks Fifth Avenue pillow, comforter, blanket. I got free mimosas. I got to watch whatever I wanted on TV. So I watched An American in Paris. And then I watched Top Hat. Because these are classic movies. And classic movies are way fucking better than anything out today. Fight me, I fucking dare you.
There's no need to curse the audience.
British Mark knows where I'm coming from.
Why is old Hollywood better than new Hollywood?
Because new Hollywood is in your fucking
hold
face.
Hold on one second.
Go on.
Yes.
How are we defining old from new Hollywood?
Because
new Hollywood was an era in the 70s with like Spielberg, Scorsese, when they were first coming
out. Okay, I got to say that her old Hollywood is old as fuck. And it's old before toilet paper was invented. She likes Betty Davis, Elizabeth Taylor, all these people from
first
the
40s. First of all, you believe in God, I believe in Betty Davis. Betty Davis is my fucking Lord and Savior. I don't believe in God, I believe in Betty Davis.
Why?
When I fucking die, I want to go where Betty Davis went.
Why was she so great?
Because Betty Davis was ahead of her fucking time.
So was... Springsteen.
You can't even fucking come up with anybody.
No, listen, she's gonna have seen Faces of Eve.
That's Joanne Woodward. That's not... You're talking about All About
Eve. All About Eve.
For fuck's sake, he can't even get the reference right.
Okay, anyway.
First of all...
She was a chain-smoking old Hollywood movie who was known for being bitter and jaded, which is why you like her. Sorry.
You are so far fucking off on my Lord and Savior. I may actually beat you down right now.
Okay, why
you don't know dick about Betty Davis.
Why do you like her so much?
Betty Davis was a queen and a survivor.
Okay.
Betty Davis didn't take shit from anybody.
That's great.
Okay?
Okay.
So, like it or not, this is what we fucking live in. Women were second-class citizens then. We kind of are now. You can go over all the feministic bullshit, blah, blah, blah.
What was her biggest movie?
Her biggest moneymaker or her biggest movie?
Favorite movie of hers.
Now Voyager.
Okay, nobody knows that movie.
Everybody knows that movie, you piece of shit.
I don't know.
She doesn't know it.
1942, but you're young. 1942.
Okay.
Classic Hollywood. The thing about classic Hollywood, you also had what was called pre-code.
Uh-huh.
Pre-code is like 1934 and before.
Okay.
So the silence kind of stopped around 27 when the jazz singer, and the first talkie was the jazz singer.
Mm-hmm.
Talkies came into view in 1927, 1928.
Okay.
Previous to that, you had like the silence. But pre-code, and the Hollywood code was the morality code. The Hayes code.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan knows this shit.
He Googled it.
I'm a little in love with Ryan.
Okay.
Right now, the fact that he fucking knows this.
Okay, good. That's great.
Previous to the Hays Code, shit happened on screen that never happened before. So, like, after the Hays... So, for example,
mm-hmm.
we were just talking... You guys don't know this, but we were here before. I made a reference to Blanche DuBois from Streetcar Named Desire.
Right.
Streetcar Named Desire was written by Tennessee Williams in 1949. The play was on Broadway in 49. The movie... 47, thank you. Mm. Movie, 51 in Hollywood.
Right.
But the code is still in effect. So
what code?
The Hays Code.
What's the Hays Code?
The
How
Hays
long did that
code,
go on? Was that...
That was like 34 up until like almost like the 60s, 70s. Like finally the...
Yeah, it's like late 60s was the MPAA.
Yes, that's when the code kind of sort of went away.
What's the Hays Code?
The Hays Code
They
came
set
in,
standards for what could be seen on screen.
Right.
Oh.
Right. So it was like
the MPAA type thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So things that were immoral couldn't be seen on
no
screen.
No blowjobs.
Right?
Low bar, high bar.
Yeah, very high bar.
Well, right? This is an example.
Right? So like in 51...
Yes.
So Blanche DuBois' first husband was a big mo, but it's very glossed over in the movie,
right?
Because the Hays Code, you can't talk about homosexuals. That's terrible.
Right.
But like,
right.
And in the movie, Stella leaves Stanley in the end. She's like, I'm never going back to that house because she realizes he raped her sister.
Right.
That's not what happens in the play. In the play, she goes back to him.
Right.
And with the Hays Code, she can't go back to
right,
him.
Right,
the
right.
Hays Code had to sanitize everything.
Right. Okay, I got
well,
you.
Well, that's not fucking real life, people.
I get it.
That ain't real life.
So what does that have to do with Betty Davis?
I don't even know how we got on this subject. The bottom line is classic Hollywood.
Right.
20s, 30s, 40s.
So you still think that's the best era?
That is the best.
Even with a Hays Code, it's
the
best era. Okay. Yeah. That's interesting.
30s, 40s, and nothing is better, if you don't know, nothing is better than film noir of the 40s.
Like
the Maltese Falcon.
Maltese Falcon?
The only noir I've seen is Touch of Evil.
Oh,
that's 58.
Orson Welles is a great fucking movie.
He got screwed by
he
the
got
system
screwed
a lot.
Bit as stupid Trump.
I had to
bigly.
See Citizens Kane as a homework assignment.
That's not noir.
Okay.
That's a great film.
Okay.
And there were a lot of techniques from camera work in that film. That's
yeah,
a great
he did
film.
It so young too. He was like 26.
Yeah.
So what's a good movie from the 1970s that we could all agree on? Because nobody cares about the
1970s. You want
this
me to
is
give
my
you a,
era. This is my era.
You want me to give you a great fucking movie from the 1970s?
Yeah.
Not the 99 remake.
Right.
1970s. The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I just saw a few weeks ago.
Oh, yes. 74.
Okay.
One of the best fucking movies. I'm sure the remake in 90, whatever, was fine.
I saw the John Travolta one.
Is that the remake?
Yeah.
No. You got to see the 74 one. It's like a
black comedy.
Who was in that?
The way the
Walter Matthau.
Robert Shaw.
Oh.
Gene Hackman.
No.
Okay. No. All right. I never saw that one.
Oh. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Go and watch the Taking of Pelham.
Phlegm 1-2-3.
Taking of Pelham 1-2-3.
Okay.
From 1974.
Okay. See. Okay. That's a good. That's a good answer. Okay. That's See? Better. That's better than the Three Faces of Eve or.
Okay. That's Joanne Woodward.
It gets very confusing. I never saw The Wizard of Oz, and I never saw.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I grew up in Israel.
And the Wizard of Oz. We had one
channel. One channel we had.
And you didn't watch The Wizard of Oz?
No, I know of it. There's a Tin Man. There's a circus thing. They go looking for the Promised Land. There's a Toto. Toto plays Roseanne, whatever. I mean, they look for Africa.
Toto sings Roseanne. Yeah. Meet you all right, the way. Right.
They go Africa. Gonna take the day. Yeah, I mean, I know what goes on. And Judy Garland is in it.
And Judy Garland is in it.
Isn't she?
Is in it.
Isn't she?
Every homosexual listening to this right now wants to kill Danny.
Good, good. At least I get some attention.
There you go.
Now, and Judy Garland have a thing, right? I mean, not a thing, but I mean, like, you're a thing. To me, you're more like Liza Minnelli-ish, right?
Well, Liza was Judy's daughter.
I know. Don't call me daughter. I know. But I mean, you're more like Eliza. Like Liza Minnelli and Arthur was
It's hilarious.
Was great. Arthur's a very.
Have you ever seen Air Arthur? No. 1981. Do not. Another one. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Yeah.
If you have not seen the movie Arthur, not the remake with Russell Brand.
Right.
1981. Dudley Moore.
Right. She likes it because it depicts an alcoholic in a very lovable way, and that's the way she thinks of herself.
Pretty much. Okay. And Liza Minnelli's hilarious. Sir John Gielgud.
Right. Is the butler.
Won a fucking Oscar for that.
Right. Before he died.
Yes.
So Liza Minnelli in that movie is a very like girl next door,
she's your average. She's right. Which is not
what she turned out to be later. Later she became Liza.
Liza. Yeah. Liza with a Z, not Lisa with an S.
But she became weird. Right?
Drug addiction will do that to you.
Well, I'm just saying. So in Arthur, she was very like, you know, she was folding jeans at the Gap. She was very cute.
Yeah, but you got to remember, she's coming out of the 70s and the Studio 54 era. At that point, I think she had just come out of Betty Ford, so she was just under detox, maybe.
Well, that's the way I like my women. I like them out of rehab. Out of rehab. And before the next episode.
They try to go to rehab. I say no, right. No, there's a
very,
no.
Right. Very, very fine line. So, right. And that was 80s, okay? So there were 81. Movies. Yeah. See, for me, the movies from the 70s are the ones that touch the most. Because they were the first movies that I saw, right? Okay. So the movies from the 30s and 40s, that wasn't part of my lexicon, you know?
And yet, you're missing out. And they weren't part of mine either, right?
Right.
But somehow one day I stumbled onto something and started watching more and more.
No. But you got the Casablancas and you got the, you know, all the Spencer Tracy's and the Oh, It's a Wonderful Life and all this, you know, it's like enough already. You know, it's all
James
black.
James Stewart was a great actor.
James Stewart was one of the, did you ever see 1940, The Philadelphia Story?
Of course he hasn't.
Okay. I actually did a production of The Philadelphia Story 1993. Mm-hmm. At Villagers.
Right. Was it good?
It was terrific. That's a great script. That's a great movie. The movie took care of the script.
I heard of the movie. Is that the movie when they go to the Philadelphia Zoo and they look at the animals?
Not even remotely close, but thanks for trying. X gets the square.
There is a Philadelphia.
I'll take Paul Lynde for the block.
There is a Philadelphia Zoo, though, right? The movie.
There is a Philadelphia. Well, I don't know if there's a movie. There is a Philadelphia
so
Zoo.
So what's the Philadelphia Story about? The movie, the play.
The play. Can I explain it now?
No, is it about Philadelphia, the city?
Yes.
Okay.
You want to know some trivia about the Philadelphia Story, the play?
We have all night.
Okay. Written in 1938 for Katharine Hepburn on Broadway.
Right.
Howard Hughes bought the movie rights to it so she could do it in 1940 with Cary Grant and Jimmy Stewart, who won his Oscar for it.
Mm-hmm.
Her character's name in the script is Tracy Lords.
Oof.
Lord, excuse me. Her name is Tracy Lord.
Right.
Which is how porn star Tracy Lords
got her name
years later. Picked her name from that movie.
Okay, that's a great story.
Isn't that a great fucking story?
I've jerked off to Tracy Lord in the porn industry.
As everybody should.
Right, I should.
That's what it's there
but
for.
But not to the one in the movie.
No, she took her name from Katharine Hepburn.
I only jerked off to porn.
On porn. But see, and right. Katie, who's the other one? Who's the porn star? Oh God, was her name Katie
the porn Morgan? Star?
Katie Morgan, was she a porn star?
I...
Because she took her name from Gone with the Wind, because Scarlett O'Hara's name is Katie Scarlett O'Hara.
Wouldn't that be cool if a porn actress took your name and then she would be. Like... No, it would...
But my name is stupid.
Your name is not stupid. It's
Tracy
very,
is a stupid name.
Tracy's okay. It's a little generic, but it's okay.
It's stupid.
It's short and to the point. Especially your last name is right.
Well,
short to the point.
Right. But my middle name is Elizabeth.
Oh.
And I always wanted to go by Elizabeth.
Instead of Tracy?
Yeah, Tracy's fucking stupid.
So why don't you change it?
Tracy's a porn star.
Tracy is a...
It's stupid.
It's not unlike a porn star.
It's stupid.
It's definitely
like,
a coke addict, I mean.
It's a stupid name, Tracy.
Well, there are a lot of people that go by their middle names.
Why didn't you do that? Elizabeth?
I should have.
But why not?
Because I didn't realize I could.
Oh. You could have been
And then by that point, it was too late.
Would you change your last name now? Elizabeth.
You know what's funny? I almost changed my last name. So my last name is obviously my father's name, which I didn't like. I wanted to change it to my mother's maiden name.
Uh-huh.
How much of a guinea could I be? So I would have been Tracy Padovani.
Oh.
Right? Padovani.
I want to change my name too. My name is too Jewy, and it's too cute. Danny is it?
I love Danny.
I don't like Danny because it's cute, and
that's your choice. That's your choice. I called you Dan for the longest time.
I know. I would like that, but I don't like. I like Dan less than I like Danny.
But is your full name Daniel?
Daniel. Yeah.
I love Daniel.
It's too formal.
Just call you D.
I love Daniel. D.
No, D is like, that's, then it's like a
happy.
That makes you seem like a drug dealer. You know?
Yeah.
No, D was the fat sister on What's Happening.
Yeah, that's not something I should. I don't want Family Matters or What's Happening.
Or What's Happening.
Yeah, I'll do Three's Company and Soap.
Right, okay.
But yeah, no, I don't know. It's just a problem. Like, you know, but I mean, at this point, I can't be, I don't like Dan. Dan is just like, you know, it's just not me.
Okay.
And Danny's too cute. And then Siegel's Jewy.
Siegel's right.
You know, so it's like I don't like anything else.
We'll start calling you Bugsy then. Because Bugsy Siegel was a big mobster and he was a big Jew. But I'm gonna start calling you Bugsy.
No,
hey, Bugsy.
No. But I'm not gonna answer you.
I'll just do what I typically do, not refer to you by name at all.
Yeah, we don't need to call each other by name. We're men.
Right. Like, we're manly men.
Have you ever been in a relationship where the other person didn't call you by your name? I've had those relationships.
I have not, which means you're fucking the wrong people.
Well, tell me something I don't know.
So what did they call you? They didn't call you by
nothing.
Your name.
It was like I wasn't in the room. No, it's like, oh, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I remember one specific one where there was really, I was like, I actually asked her, I said, you know, you never really refer to me by my name.
And she said, because I don't like you?
She was like, what do I need? Like, you know what your name is. Like, and I was like, I can't argue with that. I do know what
that
my name is.
That is true. I knew what my name is. Okay.
So we didn't answer any questions that we had. And now we are like down. Now we have
seven minutes.
7 minutes.
What about the sex question that you had? Did we answer that?
I think we did. My sex question was really, what do you guys want?
Right. Like, and I answered it. I said, if...
You did. But here's a really graphic question.
Graphic.
Really graphic. Are you ready for graphic?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, but not too scary.
No. Here's the question.
Right.
It's the spit swallow question.
Oh, yeah, sure. Spit swallow.
Is spit okay with you?
Oh, that's a ridiculous question.
Because
anytime a woman puts her mouth to my penis, I'm ecstatic and happy, and she can do whatever she wants with the aftermath.
What are we asking here?
So the question is,
sure understand correctly.
The spit swallow is, are you offended if she spits?
No.
And do you want, would you prefer that she swallows? You don't care.
No, if she puts in the effort, more power to her.
Here's another question. Let's say she gets just before you're ready, and then she takes her mouth off and finishes you off.
That's great, too.
You're okay.
I'm fine
so
with
she
that
doesn't
too.
Have to
any kind
it.
Of attention.
I've always... full disclosure.
Take a sip. Full disclosure. It's like the theme song.
It's actually feels like I didn't actually answer the question originally.
Yeah. You're right.
I like blowjobs. I hate the fucking terminology. I actually hate like the terminology. I don't know what it is. I'm fucked up.
Right.
But yeah. I like them.
Right.
But
wait, let me write this down. He likes blowjobs.
I like them, but I've often throughout my history had a bit of a psychological hang up on them.
Right.
So when it comes to like, but I prefer that or sex, I prefer sex because it's more of a mutual thing.
Right.
I do very much enjoy going down on a woman though.
Okay. That's my next question. We're running out of time.
Oh no. Well, we're running out of time. I'm so sorry.
So
here's some toilet paper.
Plenty of time.
But no, so this is so because I know a lot of men that enjoy going down on women.
Right.
What? But
I only enjoy it if the woman fakes it well, and she tells me I'm the greatest lover since Valentino.
What is it about that you enjoy?
I like the taste.
Really?
There'll be times when, like, I haven't done it in a long time.
Okay.
There'll be times like the taste will just hit me for some reason out of nowhere, and I'll stop and I'll be like, "Those were good times."
Okay.
And also the reactions when they're enjoying it.
Yeah.
That's always great.
Yeah, I've never had that. They've never
when they're actually
when they're actually enjoying it. Right. Yeah. Right.
I don't know what that's like.
You don't know that.
I usually get the All right, that's enough.
Yeah,
they pulled me up. I'm like, okay, nice effort.
Nice effort. Yeah, I appreciate it. But move it along. Yeah, right, yeah. Move it along.
Yeah,
here.
You don't even know what hole you're hitting.
Like, right, you
get
no
out of my belly button.
Well, so, and it's funny. So, okay, so this is real. This is great. So, this is funny. So, I've got, obviously, as a big hag, I have a lot of male friends that are gay.
Right.
And those guys, they are hilarious about, like, going down on a woman. They're like, to them, that is the most disgusting
vile thing
right. ever.
Right.
And I'm like, most of the men I've known in my entire life have genuinely enjoyed doing it. And I don't know what it is. Maybe it's an Italian Catholic thing. I've always thought of it as like, that must be so disgusting. I'm so embarrassed. I can't believe that guy's actually doing that. He must be so disgusted by me.
Right.
It's an Italian guilt kind of thing, right? Catholic guilt. Right. And, like, all my gay friends, like, I know it's disgusting. And yet, pretty much every man I've known has been like, love it. You want more? I'm like,
right.
You really like doing that? I'm fascinated by that.
Men like the vagina.
Yeah, I find that fascinating.
We don't have one.
Yeah.
I find the whole area fascinating. I don't understand it.
I don't either.
It's like calculus.
Yeah, it's like calculus.
But I like trying to fiddle around and touch certain things. And, like, you know, it's like a light switch. You just play
right
the,
you on,
you punch
off,
it a little
right,
bit.
Yeah. And,
you know, it's like a little punching bag.
Right?
Right.
Interesting.
It's also performing-wise, it's also fun for us because we don't have to... There's no level. I mean, sure, we're being evaluated a little bit by our oral technique, but we don't have to. Like, it doesn't take a lot for us to do it.
It's true.
We don't have
true.
We don't have to like thrust in and
quite frankly,
you know, it's like, you know,
it's true. Yeah. And quite frankly, it is.
It's dark. It's warm.
It's dark,
it's like
right?
being in the womb.
Isn't it right? And honestly,
I give it thumbs up.
And not for nothing, honestly, usually 9 times out of 10, it's easier for us that way than it is the regular way.
Right.
It really is.
But you've probably been in situations, too, where the person was trying hard, but it wasn't a great, you were like, enough already.
Enough.
Like, we don't know, here's the thing, we don't know when the enough already, like, you know, the gong, we don't know when it's enough already.
And the
tap works.
The tap works, yeah, but I ignore it.
But then I...
I just put it in.
We start to feel bad. So I'm like, I don't want him to feel bad, so I'll just fake it.
Yeah, I know. That's when it gets
and
awkward.
And isn't it terrible? But I don't want you to feel bad.
Right.
Good for you. I want to give you an A for effort.
I want to know if I'm bad. I just don't want to waste my time if I'm doing terribly, you know?
Right? Like, I want you in the right... Like, okay. And that's... But it's awkward for me to be like,
But hopefully, if you're in the right relationship after a while, you're supposed to stop worrying so much about, you know, you could be critical without hurting someone. We're all adults.
But that's
here.
Relationship.
We're all adults.
Right. But that's when you're in a committed relationship. The three of us are
No, we can't get there.
Right.
We can't get there
because we're stuck having sex with people we're hoping will stick around until the morning, which normally they fucking won't.
Do you really want them to stick around until the morning?
Depends on who they are. Usually,
really?
No.
Yeah. That's and a problem lately. For me. It's a problem for me, not because I'm a bastard, because I'm an insomniac.
Oh.
So it's very hard for me to sleep actually with another person, like actual sleep. I can't tell you how many times I've tried to like actually sleep and it just doesn't work.
It doesn't work. I don't want you breathing on me. And that's always been my thing. I love you, get off of me.
Right.
And that's my thing. Like most men.
So what do you do? So you're okay, here's the best scenario. You have sex and whatever fucking way, shape, or form it happens. Orally, physically, mechanically,
whatever.
I don't care. And then you separate.
I love
you
that
another,
idea.
You go to another room.
Go to another room.
Go to
We're
another
about
room.
To sign
We're,
off.
That was...
I hope yeah, this was I, interesting
well,
for everybody.
I learned nothing.
I learned a lot.
Hard for the